everyone, welcome to our recap for episode 5 of And Just Like That, titled Tragically Hip. Hi Nana, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, and Happy New Year to all our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, hope everyone has, you know, their resolutions in hand. If you don't have resolutions, that's okay too. Hope everyone has like a good year ahead, and just, you know, be kind to yourself, be kind to everyone else. But we're still here trucking along with And Just Like That. I want to say that this might be my least favorite of all the episodes so far.
You should want to say it because it's true. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
This episode was bad. Very bad.
This revival should never have come to life, because I don't know what the vision is, or I don't know how they lost the plot, but this was not good at all. And I keep wondering, is there going to be a season 2?
I'm praying it's not. Like, I don't know how it's doing in ratings and all of that, but I'm praying it's not. I don't know why we're here. I don't know what story they're trying to tell us. I don't know why they brought these characters back, not to have progressed them anywhere. Like, what are we doing here? I feel like all they're doing is kind of ruining our memory of these characters, is what the second movie tried to do, but 100 times worse, because I don't understand what we're doing here.
Yeah, they're leaving off of legacy right now, because I hear a bunch of people just always say like it's not so good, but again, it's just the legacy of Sex and the City. How can we not watch?
Yep.
So anyways, going into the episode, I mean, the basis of the entire episode is Carrie had to have what she thought was back surgery, but something with her hip, and had to get it fixed. And then, you know, she's being taken care of by the girls. And I'm just like, again, you know, a couple of episodes ago, I mentioned how I don't know if we're equipped to talk about it. But from my recollection, these women are 55, right? Not 75.
Yeah.
What is...
he does say it's hereditary, right? Or congenital, sorry. So okay. I don't think it's to do with old age. Like, it's always been like that, but I guess it's become more pronounced with age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially since she wears heels. Okay, listen, yeah. I'll give them that or whatever. I will say, though, I think that this show is obsessed with them being a foursome, but I would be happy with them just being a threesome as it is. And I say this because when Stanford was around, they kept trying to put him in the lunches and the stuff with them. And then now that he's not around, you're trying to put Anthony, who never hung with these people, except with Charlotte. What are we doing?
Yes. I will say Anthony hasn't annoyed me as much as a lot of other things in the revival. It's been a surprise to me, because I did not like his character, but he actually hasn't bothered me as much. But I 100% get what you're saying. So just let these three ladies be the three. Samantha ain't here, homies. Leave her out of it.
But speaking of the foursome, so I had a thought that I was going to run by you. So I don't know. This week, Miranda's hair looks pink, and she was wearing a god-awful wig at some point. So my thought is that I am wondering, because at some point it was her regular hair, and then at some point it was an awful wig. I'm wondering if the foursome thing was filmed after Stanford died.
Probably.
And they had to make a scene, and then everyone knows she's a natural blonde, and maybe she had a movie and her hair was, you know, already changed. So she was forced to wear a wig, and then they had to shoot this afterwards and all that kind of stuff. That was my theory, but again, I don't know if I'm giving them too much grace.
No, that actually makes perfect sense. I think it was probably an added scene after they'd wrapped or like had moved on. I think that's a good shout.
Yeah,
but yeah, it wasn't a great wig.
I'm like, they can afford it. It's HBO money, man.
Can I just say I'm sorry, but why is this annoying child still on this show? Why is she now a member of Miranda's household? Why is she a member of the Hobbs household? Why is she always there? I don't ever want to see this girl again as long as I live. Why? Oh, my God.
My thing is, I think they're doing too much now. I think we're at the point where it doesn't feel realistic, and it feels like the writers are writing like what their perception of what Gen Z is. Mm-hmm. Because why are we going as far as her ordering lube to the house?
Insane. Like,
you've already forced us to watch them have sex. You forced us to have her be rude to them. And, you know, now we have to watch her order lube and have Miranda open it. It's too much.
You're hitting the nail on the head. Yeah. They just don't know how to write that generation. Because even as far as with Rose/Rock, do you really think, like, this is how that age group think? Like, if she was really thinking to change her name, she wouldn't tell her parents via TikTok. She would tell them. Like, they're not all like, oh, we communicate via TikTok. Like, don't be stupid. They've clearly never been around children that age in their life. That's how they act, but that's not how they act.
Don't get me wrong. TV kids are terrible people. TV kids, but on this show, TV kids are more awful than the regular one. Because first of all, Charlotte and Harry don't have a cold household. Like, they seem open with their kids. They seem loving. So why the heck would she change her name on TikTok before telling them? And I say this every week. I don't like how the focus is just on Rose, a.k.a. Rock.
Yeah.
And nothing exists.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the optics don't look good because we already said that they each have a diverse castmate sicked upon each other to tell a story. So now you just have Lily as a prop. Because you're not doing anything with her. And of course you gave all the attention to the kid that they had biologically. I don't know. It just, nothing about it sits right with me.
And of course Lily is being reduced to being the Asian prodigy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the optics are bad.
Yeah.
Whatever way you slice it.
Oh.
This child, I just never want to see her again. I'm sorry. Get her off my screen, please.
I am enjoying Seema. I will say
Yes.
I think so far, she doesn't seem like a caricature, like what they try to do with Samantha. She has depth to her, and she actually genuinely seems to get along with, like, I think last episode I told you guys how I don't understand Charlotte and Lisa. I know you don't agree with me. Like, you see their connection. I don't see it. I don't understand it. But with Seema and Carrie, I see the connection. It seems organic. And I just like the way, like, I mean, she also solved Carrie's back problems and stuff. So, you know, that was organic. Like, that's the writing. I'm sorry, say that again.
That's it. I like her take charge attitude.
Yes. Yes. So I think there's an organic friendship there. I think it was cute how they all rallied for Carrie when she was going to have surgery. I thought Charlotte's schedule was very cute and very thoughtful. Yeah. I've had that, like, for one of my surgeries where my friends just had like a schedule and they all flew in to come each take care of me for each week. I thought that was very nice. So Charlotte is really good at that, though. So
she's can I say fun. One thing that I don't think rang true to me, you know, when Carrie's told she'd have to wear flats, I cannot see Carrie Bradshaw in Birkenstocks and socks. Are you kidding me? Like, wait, flats?
Even if she has to do it medically, like, it wasn't forever.
Are you? So there are no stylish flats in this whole New York? Hell no. Carrie? Hell no. She would have even sneakers. She would have been in some designer sneakers. She would have had on a pair of Chanel's. Because designer sneakers are like, have been all the rage for a few years now. Birkenstocks and socks? Mm-mm. She could have worn anything, some Gucci loafers, anything that's flat. Mm-mm. Nope. I do.
Are you talking about the day of the surgery?
Yeah, when she was sitting with Miranda in the waiting
room. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Carrie, mm-mm. I don't buy it. Carrie's very dedicated to fashion. She would have been very comfortable in flats, but there would not have been Birkenstocks and socks. Not those Birkenstocks and socks. Hell no. They're just playing games on our face now. So that's what I thought. So nah. But anyways, sorry. What were you gonna say?
I'm saving the Miranda of it all at the end, but I'm trying to talk about everything else before we get to Miranda. But I find it an interesting choice to keep including Samantha in the storyline. What are your thoughts on that?
I generally feel like they're trying to bully Kim Cattrall into coming on to this show. I feel like it's subliminal messaging. I think they're hoping that if the show is a hit and if they get another season, they can bully their way into having her back on the show. Because my thing, she's either in or she's out. This whole texting thing is complete bullshit to me. That's how I see it. What do you think of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's interesting for them to keep her in the story. Like, it's either she's in or out, but to keep bringing her up in some way is interesting. Like, especially it's when weird. We know off air that she said, "I hate you guys. I'm not coming back."
Mm-hmm.
So I did think the responses were on brand. When she spoke about her on the podcast, I think Charlotte did what she did best by letting her know, like, hey, you should probably tell her ahead of time. Because if nothing else, Charlotte is a truth teller.
Yes.
But I think Samantha is saying, for one of my finer moments, I'm really proud of that. And I think that was on brand with Samantha. And with all that.
Saying it in real life for sure.
And just a little bit about the whole Rock storyline was just like, why would the school not call the parents? Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's one thing if they're going with her not telling her parents, but why would the school just go ahead and say, oh, you're right, and then not tell the parents? That's just dumb. Mm-hmm. And then why did Libby know and she didn't tell the parents either?
I just feel like, why have storylines like this if you're not going to commit yourself and dedicate yourself to doing it right? It just pissed me off because it seems like box checking. It's like, oh, look how woke we are now. We're trying to fix all our wrongs. And I know we've said it every episode, but it still applies every episode. So we're going to keep saying it until they fix up or change it. I will say, I wish I'd written it down. I liked Harry's line when they were leaving about strangers judging you about your kid, like being the most humbling thing. Oh, I wish I'd written it down, the exact line. But I really like that. I liked it a lot. I will say just another small thing. I've been going back and forth. Charlotte saying she reads the Daily Mail. I fucking hate the Daily Mail. Sorry. So that has to be on record every time. Worst newspaper in the world. I was like, would Charlotte read the Daily Mail? I don't know. I keep going back and forth about whether she would be a reader or not. But it just jumped out at me.
I think it goes back and forth on giving allowances for things change as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 55 now. What you may not have done, maybe you care less. I don't know. It's just what you do. Because there's a podcast I listen to, and they're all about reality shows, and they like watching that, and they're just like, I read the Daily Mail. It's just fun. So,
I don't know. It's people like them driving up their subscriptions. That website newspaper should not exist. It should burn in hell. Sorry, as far as I'm concerned. Nothing good has ever come out of that place. So, no. I don't even hate read it. So, it is what it is.
Go ahead. You saying it's unrealistic that she wore Birkenstocks. I just thought it was unrealistic that she woke up from her surgery in pearls.
Over pearls and a cardigan over her scrubs.
Yeah, because once again, I'm no stranger to surgery. You have to take out every single thing before you go into surgery. Like, every piercing, every jewelry, everything. So, to wake up and be in that, I'm like, okay, guys.
Did they dress her? What's knocked out? Her friends? Because they knew she wanted to wake up fabulous. Are we ready to talk about Miranda?
Yeah, I was about to segue into that. Like, we have to get into that. But starting with when she got the book, during the whole mail thing, and then telling Carrie that, you know, Charlotte sent her a book about drinking or whatever. And I'm like, Charlotte sent her a book without talking to her? It's funny, we just talked about an episode where Carrie was being passive in Sex and the City. And I feel like she should have said something to Miranda while Miranda was venting about Charlotte. I feel like she kind of threw Charlotte under the bus.
Yep. I feel like she thought she was trying to play Switzerland, but it did come off across as her throwing her under the bus. You're correct.
Yeah. Funny enough, I had Switzerland in my notes also. So. Yeah. She was just saying that. So the whole thing happens, which, first of all, Shay keeps popping up when nobody asked her to. First, I don't like the character Shay. Let me just put that out there. I don't.
Really? You don't? I am so shocked. Would never have guessed.
She's, sorry, they're doing the most, and I just, nothing about it makes sense. I don't know. But yeah, showing up into the hotel, I'm really glad that Carrie was like, I'm not in the mood for people. Make her go away. And then you show up again in her house. Oh, I just wanted to drop tequila. I just wanted to go away. I'm like, again.
Is tequila an appropriate gift for someone who just had surgery?
On medication. Medication. Like, either the writers are just like, they're just going to take us for what we are because we're a Sex and the City descendant. I don't know what they're doing, but this is why this episode was one of the worst for me. It didn't seem like, it seemed like it was phoned in.
Yes.
So.
I just feel like I've never been as disappointed in Miranda as I was this episode, particularly that scene. I was just like, Miranda, what are you doing? You're literally leaving your friend for dust right after surgery so you can get drunk, high, and get your rocks off. You're actually a big, grown adult woman. You've left your friend lying in a puddle of piss. Like, what is going on here? I was so disappointed in her. So, so, so disappointed. What did you make of it?
Just a quick recap of what Nana's referring to. Shay comes into the room, but Carrie's asleep, and then they're talking in the kitchen. She brings a bottle of tequila, and then they start drinking. Who is Miranda to say no to a drink? They're taking shots. She's clearly tipsy. She also decides that here's the time to smoke marijuana. Did you come to see Carrie at all? Because I'm like, what are all these things? And then they get high, drunk, whatever, but I still think they're conscious of what they're doing. And they basically have some form of sex in the kitchen while Carrie's trying to pee. And trying to call out to her friend.
See it all, by the way, through the reflection in her mirror. And she can't avoid it because she can't move because she just had surgery. Oh,
yeah. She had to get a bottle and try to pee. And then she pours the pee on herself and all that kind of stuff. So what I found interesting, and I will say was my favorite part of the show, was the conversation between Miranda and Carrie. But I was very confused by it because I think it's a metaphor for the show where I'm so confused and I think it's a hot mess, but I'm still drawn by it, drawn to it.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, Miranda starts acting like she doesn't know what happened. She just wants to change the sheets. She's sorry. She's this and blah, 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 blah. I can't emphasize how much I hate what they've done to Miranda, but if I'm being fair, I don't know if it's realistic. If life just beat the enthusiasm out of her, I don't know. But I don't like, I don't know if it's too drastic. But that's what we're being served right now. So for one, I'm like, for all of the things that Miranda has been there for Carrie, should Carrie be this judgmental?
Yes, in this scene. I'm sorry. You left me lying in a puddle of piss, okay? After surgery. What is this? Nah, this one, I'm sorry. I'm going to give it to her. This one, I couldn't believe my eyes. It's like, you have this woman smoking weed in my house, and now my house smells of weed. Okay. You're literally fucking my boss in my kitchen while I can't get myself out of bed because I have surgery. No, this one, I will give it to her. Yes, I will be angry and judgmental. I don't care. So, yes, I mean, I'm team Carrie on this one. Really.
My flip side was like, at the same time, they're 55 now. She's grieving. She just had surgery. It was so ridiculous. It's just wrong timing. And Miranda was just being very weird about it. And I just, but I just feel, I don't know. I just feel like Miranda has supported Carrie through a lot of ridiculous things.
We're in friendships. You're not supposed to count stuff like that, are you?
Well,
she's been ridiculous now.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, like, it's not counting, but it's just like extending the same grace, I guess.
This is one bridge too far for me. It's not like she's saying they shouldn't be friends, but I'm going to let you know what you're doing is extremely dumb. I don't think there was anything wrong with that.
Okay.
Because what grace is she extending her? Do you know what I mean? Clearly, Miranda, even Carrie's worried about her. She's not acting like herself. Like, what is going on? Like I said, how are you a big woman at this age doing all of this stuff? And Charlotte has already kind of prepped Carrie, like, made her aware that Miranda's drinking is excessive. And now you've just seen evidence of it as well in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong, you know? So you need to say something because, okay, even if all this stuff that she's done for you, she's shown you grace, all of that, but that, how's that going to help your friend now with how she's acting now? None of that matters to me. We can only take this incident. And clearly this is a symptom of things that are not being said. Because when she breaks down and says she's deeply unhappy, I was like, duh. Because all your behavior, none of it makes sense. So there's clearly something wrong.
The other thing I was going to say, when she says that she's not happy, I'm confused because I feel like the Miranda we knew, the minute she realized like she's stuck and she's not happy, she would have divorced Steve ASAP. I think. But again, it goes back to, I don't know, life, getting older. I don't know if it's a different frame of mind. But the Miranda I know, she's just going to be like, Steve, it's not working. She broke up with him once.
That's the thing. They've given us this this whole new, what's the word I'm looking for? What is this revival? Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, they've given us this revival set so many years after we last left these characters that of course is going to be jarring because we don't know how that Miranda got to this Miranda. How do we reconcile these two seemingly completely different characters? They're leaving it to us to fill in the gaps and do the work that their writing should be doing, which is why we're struggling now, which is why both of us were like, also like, wait, how did we get here? We don't know what's happened in that time, and I feel like it shouldn't be up to your audience to fill in those gaps, because clearly it's something important enough for her to be almost a different character, you know?
Yeah.
Which is why this show is another reason I don't think is well done in that aspect at all. Because I can only go by the Miranda we're seeing now, you know?
Yeah.
But we know it's unlikely. But again, like you said, life can, it can be interesting. That if she was that unhappy, why wouldn't she have done something about it way before now? Because clearly we keep getting stuff like she quit her job because she was unhappy there, you know, in corporate law. She's gone back to school. Or like all these little things, it doesn't make sense. So why is her marriage now sexless and she lives with the roommate and she's got this annoying girl in her house all day? The old Miranda, I think, would have kicked this girl out of her house a long time ago. She'd have put her foot down. It's like, so how did we get here? And we're not getting any of that work whatsoever, so.
Why do they feel the need to only have a huge change with Miranda? They never take risks with anybody else. Just Miranda is always the scapegoat.
Because
I feel like they're pretty much still, Carrie's still pretty much the same person. So is Charlotte. So I don't know.
Carrie doesn't seem the same person to me. I'll be very honest with you. She seems a lot more settled. And not as flighty.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like the same person to me either.
Yeah, but they made her for the better.
I guess. I mean, character-wise is boring, but I guess in real life-wise, sure. I'm here for the mess and drama. No, I'm joking. But yeah, because otherwise, why are we here? Why are we watching them?
The thing for me was just like throwing it or slipping it in when Miranda realizes that she's drinking during the day and just throwing like something about drunken purchases. So yeah. I'm like, let me get this straight. She ordered the book and just blamed Charlotte. What was that about?
I think, yeah, she ordered the book herself when she was drunk one night and she forgot she'd ordered it. So when it arrived, she assumed Charlotte had sent it. Because Charlotte had been getting into her ear about drinking. And the show thought it was being clever because they'd previously shown us Charlotte looking for that book. Like looking at the book, on her computer. I think it was last episode. So the audience were also supposed to think Charlotte had sent it because they set it up previously. But then it was supposed to be the reveal was that Miranda has sent it herself. But she was too drunk to remember having ordered it. She was drunk shopping. Which it just is, wasn't very well done.
But also, they need to pick a lane. All through, we've been seeing that Miranda is a functional drunk. So now to get drunk to the point of blackout where you don't remember what you did, it just seems contradictory.
I don't think so. I feel like functional drunk is nonsense. I think it just means you're better at hiding it than other people. And then you slip up. If you're drunk, you're drunk. You know, I don't know. And I guess the whole Shay thing is supposed to be shaking her up internally. So maybe she is going through a lot of emotions and everything is collapsing little by little. The whole facade is crumbling.
And then you want to tell us that she's unhappy and stuff in her marriage or whatever. And the only thing you've ever shown us of her and Steve is the dessert night, which actually seems like a fun night, eating just desserts. And you're not going to show us a breakdown of what it is, but you have time to make a foursome all the time with Stanford and then with Anthony, but not devote time. I don't know.
Focusing on the wrong thing. That's exactly what I'm saying. They're just not doing any of the actual work with these characters. And it's so irritating because she had to tell us that her and Steve hadn't had sex in what? How many years did she say? 4 years?
She just said years.
Yeah, like years. Why did we not see it in their interactions or have them discuss it? Why are we getting told of this? So it's just lazy writing, just really, really, really poorly done. Because I do think if there were better writers, there'd be a lot to discuss there. Like getting so comfortable in your marriage that it goes beyond, you know, what is quote unquote normal. But they're not. And then they're also now using it as one more thing that Miranda is wrong with her life, you know? But and she's papering over the cracks of alcohol with school, with all of that, you know. Also, sorry, side note, in the preview, you know, like on the last episode of And Just Like That, blah blah blah, we got that snippet of her and Naya. I don't know why I always struggle with this woman's name. Her saying she was relieved that the IVF didn't work. What was the point of having that if there was nothing of it in the episode?
It was in last week's episode.
Yeah, but there was nothing of it in this episode. So why? Because usually they bring stuff up like that because they're reminding you. So when you're watching this episode, it's refreshing your mind. They usually don't have the previously ons if it's
got nothing to
do with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was just like, so why did they have that on the previously on if it wasn't going to be addressed at all in this episode? I'm sure she'll be back probably next week or something. So they could have kept it for then. It just seemed very weird to me.
I don't know. I just didn't like the episode. So I hate the podcast scene. Like, again, it's a little bit too dude bro for me. They don't get excited unless it's something explicit, something outlandish, like we're teenage boys who someone says boobs and we start giggling and everything. It's a little bit too much like, again, Carrie, what are you doing here? Shay gets too excited about, Shay does the most about wanting to be, I don't know what the word is, but after she was done having sex with Miranda or doing whatever, she's like, DM me if you want to chill.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? She's not even Gen Z. Like, what is DM me? We have phones. Like, what? Ugh. No, I was not a fan of this episode in case anybody didn't know. I just, no.
And I will have to say, I felt a bit ashamed of myself. Because I was already annoyed with Miranda for other reasons, but it took Carrie mentioning you're also cheating on your husband for me to remember, like, oh shit, yeah, she's also married.
Yeah. But that's part of what I'm saying, like, they're just making it like Steve is a non-factor. Steve is who we should have on call sheets coming into set. Because like, how is Miranda getting this much of a story and we're barely even seeing Steve? Fuck, we've seen Lisa more.
It's way more. We've seen Naya more than Steve. That's what I'm saying. All these random people that they've thrown in to show how diverse they are is just not working for me. I know, man. Keep Sex in the City white. That's what I'm saying.
You're in your own with that.
joking. But it's just so frustrating.
On this, I will say, Sarah Jessica Parker's New York accent was on 100 this episode. It was coming really strong. So.
last thing I'll say about the episode is that she looked absolutely wonderful at the end. Perfect dress on her. Her 3 months. Also, I don't understand the concept of time on the show. But yeah, 3 months after her surgery, she looked wonderful. And I was like, yes, yes, you're killing it. Killing it, girl.
Hopefully next episode it'll be 1 year. Maybe she'll start dating.
Yeah, I feel like that's what they're kind of setting up to, right?
Well,
like with the whole thing of her trainer, even with her with Seema's, I guess, family member, the doctor. Okay. I feel like they're trying to plant seeds for her dating again and being aware of it. Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's just jarring to watch regardless because it may be sped up for the characters, but it's not sped up for the audience. So I don't know how well it's being done. But we'll see. Yeah. Did you have anything else to add for the episode?
No, that's it.
Okay. Can you please tell the people where they can find us?
You can find us at The Rewatch Times 2 on Instagram and Twitter. That's TheRewatchX2. If you have an email, send it to us at gmail.com.
And please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts. Please subscribe as well wherever you listen to podcasts. We really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.